You're listening to SBS News.
As authorities work to eliminate the circulation of misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, accessibility for vulnerable people in hard-to-reach communities dwindles. But the Victorian state government has pledged its commitment to ensuring that vulnerable people with a low health literacy will be able to access the vaccine and remain informed about constantly updating health information. CoHealth has launched a government-funded health concierge program at public housing high-rises in Melbourne's north and west. The program will be led by a team of 100 trained multilingual public housing residents who act as concierges stationed in the foyer of the housing towers to have conversations about the vaccine in various languages. Executive Officer Chris Christoforou from the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria says the program is a success.
Like all communities, migrant and refugee communities tend to trust sources of information and service provision from those that they are most comfortable in accessing help from. So in this case, it's really critical that that sort of facilitation to a large public health response is co-designed and delivered with members of the community. So it's quite an impactful initiative.
The initiative follows the hard lockdown imposed on residents of the towers in July last year, which stirred up feelings of mistrust towards authorities, making it even harder to communicate vital information. At the time, residents faced the harshest lockdown in Australia, with 9 towers and almost 3,000 people confined to their units by police guards. The stay-at-home order was issued without notice, which left some people without a chance to stock up on food, medicine, and other essential supplies. The residents, many of whom were refugees or from migrant communities, told SBS News at the time that they had been psychologically scarred and traumatised by the ordeal. Ahmed Mahmoud is a health concierge. He says residents of the tower have been indicating interest in CoHealth services and asking questions about the vaccine rollout.
Most of the questions about the vaccine has been, you know, are they safe? When is that coming, and you know, how do we sign up? There's a percentage that are keen. There's a percentage that are asking questions and wanting to get more information.
Mr. Christoforou says the program has revolutionised the way the government approaches the delivery of health services to migrant communities overall.
The feeling is that the concierge model's playing a very big role in not just meeting the needs of communities in the moment, but also allowing health providers and service providers to rethink the way that they structure and deliver their health services and responses going forward.
A CoHealth survey conducted in January found that one-third of respondents reported that they needed more clear information in order to decide if they were going to get the vaccine. Nearly one in four said they need information in a language other than English. Dr. Nadia Chavez, CoHealth's infectious disease physician, says it is critical to consider the disadvantages experienced by many of the tower's vulnerable residents.
I think it just adds another layer of complexity. I think we've got to realise that often people living have a number of different intersections of issues which make understanding medical information quite complex. And if you have the information in a way that is your first language, it's much easier to understand.
Ms. Chavez says that the community-driven program is an effective and informative tool.
There's been a lot of work with concierges developing information that they think might be suitable for their communities, and because they know that, we can actually tailor the information to the needs of the communities, expressing specifically some of the concerns that communities might have around vaccination, which are understandable, and then having that information relayed in a way they understand demystifies things.
The Health Concierge program will strive to utilise trusted community voices to dispel myths and guide people to accurate information sources. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.